Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang doing a great job they're doing, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, and, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers, thanks very much for having the radios turned on. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America, all lowercase, Captain, an S in the middle, America, all one word. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
A program note, do you remember the Vietnam Wall and how it got started?
I remember the wall.
Okay, well,
sure I remember how it got started.
Bottom of the hour, I'm going to have the founder of the Vietnam Wall, the guy that got behind it to begin with and stuck with it all these years, celebrating the 40th anniversary, Jan Scruggs. Going to have him on the program, so everybody that wants to tune in and hear what he has to say should hear it. It's going to be an interesting interview. I'm looking forward to it. So there you go.
Good.
On this Veterans Day, because we want to salute, reach out, hand salute. There it is right there to the American flag in front of me, to all of our veterans today. It's all about the veterans.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now that the midterms are over, kiddo, I think it's about to get ugly.
Yeah, I do too. It's going to be, it's already contentious because Kevin McCarthy came out, this is just the beginning, and he said that he would open up the Capitol again when the Republicans took power of the House. Pelosi comes out and you know, blasted him for that. And she extended the remote voting
mm-hmm.
all the way into January again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how many times has Biden said the pandemic's over, COVID is over?
Mm-hmm.
So, which is a little Miss Nancy. So the fight starts there. It doesn't end there for sure, but that's where it begins. And I would argue that if you listen to CNN or MSNBC or even NBC, these pundits out there, they're all saying the same thing, especially attacking DeSantis.
Yep.
And so that just is going to tell you that, and how this vote came down, so this is just going to tell you that they've got a lot of things in the pipeline that they're going to do to torpedo the Republicans.
Now, we had talked before, and I told you there was going to be a record number of poll watchers, especially from the Republicans, that were going to be out watching this election. Well, there were. And the Department of Justice, the DOJ, sent dozens of prosecutors to polling locations across the country as election monitors to ensure federal voting laws compliances. And they ran right into these Republican poll watchers who then got their attorneys involved. And in Florida, the governor and the attorney general got a cease and desist order and told them to politely leave. They were not wanted here.
Yeah, Florida threw out the Department of Justice, but interestingly enough, Missouri essentially did the same thing. Instead of the Department of Justice lawyers want to come into Missouri, mm-hmm. that's fine, but you're not going any further than my office. You have to sit in my office.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't allowing them in anywhere.
And of course, the DOJ promptly has now sued the poll watchers for possible voter intimidation after a judge ruled that the First Amendment protected their activities. Well, that First Amendment judge was where? Oh, gosh, I was somewhere in the middle of Democratic territory again. They always find a tasty little judge they can get to do their thing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just noting what you said about Missouri, because Republican officials in Florida, Missouri, fought to keep the federal agents away from their polling locations. Texas Democrats have been pleading with the DOJ to send them over fears of election subversion. The GOP's increased its use of poll watchers since 2020. They had a record number there on Tuesday all across the country.
The fascinating thing is that I don't know if you listened to Tucker Carlson last night, but, he was talking about Arizona, and he was talking about Nevada, and really, the West Coast, and why we are where we are with not having these results. It's unfair not only to the candidates, regardless of which side of the aisle they're on, mm-hmm. but it's unfair to the rest of the country, because we're all sitting here waiting, those that are paying attention.
Right.
But furthermore, how can they not get it right? I mean, give me a break. Mm-hmm. And they made the comparison that during the commercial break, American Idol can count billions of votes during the commercial, but we can't do this.
Yeah, you're right. And we'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and yours truly. I'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's just about to get real. And by the way, I want to tell you a few more things that went on and that are going on still.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We appreciate that. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, remember, Geico has been saving people money for going on just a little bit more than 85 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O on the spelling, or you can look up the phone number for the agent closest to you and go visit them or call them up on the line, whatever you want to do, and find out what your rate would be, say, for the car or the truck that you're driving. But remember, they offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and a lot more, too. And if you really want to save money and you're serious about it, you can bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance through your Geico insurance agency. Now, I've done that, and I've saved a bunch of money. And it's really unbelievable. But that's the way it works. Bundle everything together, and you save the money. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out and see what they can do for you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is right back with us again. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we were just talking off air about information that was bandied about yesterday. But in continuing with that, a lot of people are talking about the House investigations that are going to resurrect with the Republican House that everyone expects we're going to see here over the next day or so, that it's going to be the 218 seats they needed. But Republicans have teased, and I even heard Kevin McCarthy say this, a large number of committee investigations that could shed light on issues of national importance. For example, they include Hunter Biden's business deals, the corruption in the FBI and Justice Department. I think that should be the priority right there. The origins of COVID-19, big tech censorship, China investing in American land, the January 6th Capitol riot, the border crisis and the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan last year. Make that number two.
Yeah, I mean, the Republicans have had a long time, at least 2 years, to figure out what they want to do in the Oversight Committee and if some of the investigations actually require a special investigation committee, much like happened with Benghazi. So, I don't know that one is a priority over another necessarily. But, you know, Biden was asked about the investigation into his son and him, and he kind of waved it off. In fact, he waved it off in a very big way. He said, I think that, you know, the American people want us to move on. Well, they investigated Trump for 6 years, and they're still doing it. They're finding or concocting, I would say, all kinds of reasons to go after Trump. Right or wrong, that's what they're doing, and they're not letting up. So that, you know, that was 6 years, 7 years in the making here, and we're not even close to that with all things Biden. And we just found out, but last week, that the Biden crime family was also doing this gambling deal.
Yeah.
That included Peru. So now we have another country in the mix. So, I don't think that Joe should be all too cocky. Furthermore, interestingly enough, there are a bunch of Democrat pundits that launched yesterday, the day before, an operation that says don't run Joe, meaning not 2024, so
right.
Don't even think about it.
Right.
And then, with the recent tweets from yesterday from Trump, There are a lot of people that are saying the same thing.
There'll be more never Trumpers. More never Trumpers. Mm.
So what does this tell you? This tells you that we are fatigued. We out here are sick of some of these things. And we would just like some candidates. All you have to do is look at Fetterman. And so we would just like some candidates out there.
Oh, wait a minute. Fetterman hired Mark Elias as an attorney.
I know he did.
Jeez.
He hired Mark Elias before the midterms. What I'm trying to say here is that we're sick of the scandals out of Washington, and you just listed some of these investigations.
Yep.
I think that's just a short list. The list is really much longer. Really looking at things.
I believe you're right.
And so we're sick of how Washington works. And Washington, especially so under the Biden administration, especially so, they're involved in actions, whether it's by executive order, by smart regulation, or by forced legislation, into policies and law that they have no business being in, none, zero, period, in the report. And student loans is one of them. The power should reside back at the states, in the report.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what the Supreme Court decision was on the Dodd decision with abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Put the power back in the states. And so that's why it cut the size of the federal government in half. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Mm-hmm.
We have the Department of Education that's completely embedded with the teachers union, and look where we have education today, not only at the university level, but all the way through the public school systems. So it is important that we look at these governors. And I know that everybody out there wants Ron DeSantis to run for president 2024. I'm telling you, that is not a prudent decision.
No.
Governors are the ones that should be running this country, and the federal government should just be dealing with roads and bridges and protecting national security and anything international. Period.
That's the way the country was set up. Yep.
That's right. And so imagine how things would work and how wonderful things would be if we just went back to that.
Sure. Now,
now
here's one for you. At least 80 Republicans who identify themselves as MAGA Republicans have questioned the 2020 elections integrity, of course. They won seats this time around in the House. That's a pretty sizable MAGA caucus. Their victories could reshape congressional priorities and weaken the institutional leaders, a la there's no guarantee that Kevin McCarthy is going to be the Speaker of the House, because
that's right.
I'm still waiting to see if some other folks enter into the mix, like Jim Jordan.
Well, let me say this. I believe the work that the Republicans in the House have done leading up to the Commitment to America document, I think is a very positive thing. And I believe that McCarthy has come a long way. There were times I was a little shaky on the guy. I didn't have a lot of faith in him. But I think that with all that has transpired for the last 3 years, really, the end of the Trump administration and the last two, certainly under the Biden administration, the Republicans are wising up in a big way. And I think he would be fine as a speaker, to be honest with you. McConnell, I'm a little, I'm not so much, but yeah.
So, okay. Question from a listener. This is from Jody. Jody is in Baltimore, Maryland. Jody says, should Donald Trump not announce his if he's running for president until after the Georgia election?
Correct. And a lot of people that are certainly all in on his team are telling him that.
I would agree.
And, you know, it's really, why do we have to announce now? I mean, why not announce a year from now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's still a lot of baggage attached to the man. As I said earlier, there's still all these investigations that are going on, and we have no idea what Letitia James out of New York, you know, what she's going to come up with. We don't have any idea what the Department of Justice is going to come up with. So it's first anyway.
All righty. Here's the whistle and the bell and the music and all that. We'll talk to you tonight on the weekend edition. To be continued. Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the different things that she's got going. And I'll be back with a military interview with Jan Scruggs from the Vietnam Wall. You're going to want to hear this.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
The District of Columbia has filed a consumer protection lawsuit against the Washington Commanders. Tim Berg has more on the story.
Washington, D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine is discussing the findings of his investigation into the Washington Commanders for sexual harassment and a hostile work environment.
Mr. Snyder dictated which photos of cheerleaders were used in an annual swimsuit calendar to how revealing the uniforms would be. He directed his employees to create voyeuristic videos of partially clad cheerleaders from footage that the cheerleaders had no idea even existed.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news. I have a very special guest this morning with me on the line, Jan Scruggs. Now, it's the 40th anniversary of the wall, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, in Washington, D.C., and we have the honor of speaking with the guy that got it all started.
Well, first of all, Jan, I want to say welcome home to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
And I also want to say thank you very much for enduring what you had to endure, because a lot of people used to laugh at us when we came back and we tried to endure some of the early stages of what has become known as PTSD, and we were told, well, it's just shell shock, you guys will get over it. Okay, fine, whatever. So we're the ones that started, our generation, when we first came back, we started the encounter groups. I know you know what they are, right?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Yeah, we started the encounter groups, and we got the VA to pay attention to what we were doing because it worked. It worked. And we got some experts on board, and they went, hey, maybe we ought to try this. And they did, and the rest is history. But listen, I want to talk a little bit about the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. This was a long time coming, and you literally dedicated your life to this. I was there the day of the dedication. I was one of the 3,000 veterans. At that time, I was a representative from New York State on the committee. And I came down, and I was one of the 3,000 that turned my back on Bill Clinton. Remember that?
Yeah, that was quite a day.
Yeah, it was. But the thing of it is that we understand what it's about. But tell us what your whole purpose was for getting the wall going.
That was the point of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial was to give the Vietnam veterans recognition, sort of societal recognition. And another aspect of it, theoretically, was that it would have an impact on people suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, which I've had problems with myself. You would come to a place on the memorial, you would see the name of your friend, and you would see your own face in that name.
Yep.
The black granite is a mirror-like finish. So, amazing story. The largest architectural design competition in the history of Western civilization resulted in this memorial. Mm-hmm. And designer Maya Ying Lin, she's from Ohio, a Chinese-American, and she says, I'm as Chinese as apple pie. They were the only Chinese American family in the neighborhood there. Both of her parents were professors. But the memorial itself has been there for 40 years. Where does 40 years go? I don't know.
Right? Now, you were wounded when you were 19 years of age. Where exactly were you when you took the round?
Well, a place called Wan Lac, Swan Lac, mm-hmm. Vietnam, Saigon, about 60 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you, sometimes you say to yourself, does God exist? I don't know. All I can tell you is right before I got hit, I felt I was going to get hit. And so I took my army poncho and I put it behind my back.
Right.
When I got hit with the grenade fragments from three RPGs that were fired. The majority of the shrapnel got stuck in my army poncho.
Right.
But I was bleeding out and actually had an out-of-body experience where I could see my body. I was kind of floating through the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody yelled, Scruggs, Scruggs, let's get Scruggs.
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled me out and things turned out just fine. But I did come back from Vietnam with PTSD, and some very good friends of mine were killed. And you know what that's like.
I do.
It's so awful. And you wonder, my gosh, how do we get out of this?
Well, I'm like you, and a lot of people listening are the same way. We sit here and we wonder, why wasn't it us?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we would have gladly given our lives, because a lot of these people that we lost around us were fathers and whatnot, yeah. And you hated to have that happen. And of course, the younger guys, we always had the warriors that wanted to get out there. I'll take it over, and they'd be the first ones to go down. So
yeah,
it's one thing to be a hero; it's another thing to be a smart hero. But the thing of it is our modern day warriors, and I made up my mind, and I'm sure you have too. I made up my mind when I got back and I got on the radio. The last thing on God's earth they were going to do was badmouth our veterans that were doing what needed to be done in a global war on terror. We were going to honor those young men and women for the job they were doing, because I was there when the World Trade Center came down, both Tower 1 and Tower 2. As a matter of fact, Tower 2 landed on me. And I don't know how I'm talking to you today, but it wasn't my turn. I was put here for another reason. But the fact of the matter is that the first thing that we saw, that I saw when I got out of the mess I was in, was the military coming down the street. And I said, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay.
Yeah, it's a great institution. And it's really very inspiring for me just to hear the enthusiasm that you have and everybody and is very much involved in politics. Remember, this is a beautiful work of art on the nation's mall, and the other monuments around it, like the Lincoln and the Washington Monument, are really part of the entire experience. So over 500,000 items have been left at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. There's no really sort of, there's nothing like that that's ever happened in the United States. There's a little bit of an Asian Buddhist tradition of leaving little.
What did you leave behind at the wall? Did you leave something there of your own?
I left a letter to a fellow who saved me. But the most memorable thing that was me was a guy who sent me a photograph of a North Vietnamese soldier holding his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He killed this guy. Mm-hmm. Because it came up with him on a patrol walking point, and the North Vietnamese guy just could not bring himself to put the rifle in his shoulder and to fire.
Mm.
So this guy killed him, and he was completely, year after year, freaked out. So I was doing some work at the time in Vietnam with landmine removal, and
Oops, doggone. I'll see if he'll call me back. But anyway, I've been speaking with Jan Scruggs. Jan Scruggs, of course, is the founder of the Vietnam Wall,
He got it all put together, and it was just an amazing event for anybody that's been to the Vietnam Wall. It's an experience like none other that you will ever see. And let me just run this little commercial real quick and see if I can call him back.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Well, his line is busy now, so I don't know what's going on. So I hung up again, so hopefully he'll call me right back. But anyway, that happens. That's live radio, and that's what happens. Jan Scruggs is his name. And, of course, he is the founder of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, the Wall. By the way, the website is founderofthewall.com, founderofthewall.com. Now, today, speaking of the Wall, I'm going to be at the Mission Barbecue. Right off the bat, when they have their program to start with, about 11:30 or so, and then of course at 12 noon, as you know, they play the national anthem, and then I'm going to scoot on down to Bradenton for the event they've got going on down there, which I'll be late for, but that's okay. They're going to have my sandwich as part of their feature today, the Captain's Club. For all the veterans, and you get $10 off the meal down there at Mission Barbecue. So that'll take you a long way towards getting yourself a free lunch. Mission Barbecue gives you a sandwich of your choice, whatever it happens to be, and I will do that and take it with me. Now, it is a great day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for the folks that are going to be out there. I don't think there's going to be any rain, but in the event there is rain at Mission Barbecue, they'll move everything indoors instead of being outside. There was going to be a flyover. There's a color guard, an honor guard that'll be there. And veterans, wear your military garb, your hats or your shirts or your coats or whatever it is that you have to wear. It's your day, Veterans Day. It's your day. And they are going to salute you at all the different Mission Barbecues around the area. Plus, as I said, Mission Mixon's Fruit Farm, Mixon's Groveside Cafe down there in Bradenton. Look forward to being down there, too, and saying howdy, howdy to everybody. But I won't be down there until about probably 1 o'clock. All right. I'll be back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming back. Don't go anywhere. It's a great day in the neighborhood. And he will be right here. He's calling in right now. He will be right here when we get going here. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear the next.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, what's on my mind right now is Chris Markowski's coming up, Watchdog on Wall Street. He's going to be talking about some interesting things there. It won't just be about the economy this morning. We're going to talk about Donald Trump. And then I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, in particular, Moss Acura. Yep, the Moss Acura dealership right here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue, next door to the Moss Nissan dealership that's right there with them. Now, if you want to get involved in one of the biggest and most popular programs in the country to help veterans on this Veterans Day save money, you can go to Moss Acura, that's M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Take a look at all the different vehicles they've got there, certified, pre-owned, and brand new, and understand that if you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you're EMTs or whether or not you're firefighters or police officers or sheriff's deputies or whatever you are in law enforcement, you all get a tremendous savings on your vehicle there because of what you do for the country. And that also includes church pastors. So there you go. Then on top of that, you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. That's free oil changes and free tire rotation when you need it on the vehicle. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
A couple things. First of all, we have got the House of Representatives. Let's see, Republicans 211, Democrats 192. There are 32 seats left to be decided. I do believe that's a safe bet to call that and say that the Republicans will be in charge of the House.
I'm a big, you know, no chickens guy, but it looks like it's going to be the case, and it's going to be very, very close. I'm still amazed that, you know, it's 2022, and we can't figure out how to count votes by election night. I mean, it's just pathetic.
You are absolutely right, and it's an embarrassment to this country. We can do it in Florida. We can do it in Ohio. Apparently, we can do it in Texas, but we can't do it anywhere else in the country.
I keep thinking of my favorite Sesame Street character there, the Count. One vote, two. I mean, we can't count. I mean, vote is different out loud. I mean, it's patently absurd that we can't. It's Friday, and you still haven't figured this out yet. I mean, it's pathetic.
All right. Now, you and I talked about something. We kind of got the ball started yesterday or the day before talking about Donald Trump and this, that, and the other. But yesterday, Donald Trump came out and insulted Ron DeSantis again. And the people of Florida, a lot of them, and I do mean a lot of them, are really ticked off about this. Ron DeSantis is more popular in this state than Donald Trump is, if that's possible, but it's true. And what Donald Trump has done right now by once again calling Ron DeSantis a name and trying to demean him is he's costing himself votes and he's costing the Republican Party votes. He needs to sit down, he needs to be quiet, and he needs to act like a big boy.
No, he needs to go away. To quote the great philosopher Popeye, it's all's I can stands, I can't stands no more. I'm an official never Trumper at this point in time. This guy is awful. He really is. He's deranged. His ego is so out of control. He can't stand the fact that DeSantis did that well. He can't stand the fact that in Georgia, you know, Kemp there did that well. He hates those guys. I mean, he tried to get Kemp out with Purdue, and yeah, he lost big time. Trump has no shot. He doesn't have a shot in hell at getting the presidency. There's no way that it's going to happen. I don't know who's advising him on this or whatever it may be, but he needs to go away. And he continues this. I mean, he's looking to basically, you know, destroy the Republican Party. That's what he's going to do. And the fact remains is that there's too many Republicans that are afraid to call him out on it. I'm talking guys in leadership positions, you know, like Kevin McCarthy. They got to call this guy out and just say, hey, listen, man, you got to go away. And you know, Republicans have got to stand up for what's right here. I mean, you have one of the biggest wins. You turned a swing state, okay? You turned a swing state into a red state,
yep,
is what happened in the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you're knocking this guy? You've got to be kidding me. I mean, you know, everybody should be calling this guy out and just tell him to go away.
Well, people were talking about Rubio, and they were talking about how Rubio came from second place to first place and turned his election around. But I beg to caution the people when it comes to Rubio. He has been extremely popular in Miami for a number of years, especially with the Cubans and with the Latinos in general. He lives there. He speaks the language. He's out in the population all the time down there. And he was starting to pull away from Val Demings before Donald Trump even got anywhere near him.
Again, you know, he also benefited from Ron DeSantis. Let's
sure
be honest.
Yeah, they did rallies together. They did. They did three of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It was definitely, you know, helping ride DeSantis coattails to some degree. But yeah. I was depressed last night. I saw those comments that were made, and I'm like, this guy's got to disappear. He really does. He's got to go away.
Well, I don't disagree with you, and I kind of put my neck out there. I made a couple of comments myself, posted them on my Facebook page and whatnot for the people to see, and I thoroughly get it. I thoroughly understand, because I'm not happy myself seeing what I'm seeing, hearing what I'm hearing, because I like Ron DeSantis. I think he's a great, great, great welcome, a bit of fresh air to the political scene here in the country, and I think he's going to do very well. And yeah, he'll probably be the president someday, but guess what? It's not going to be right now.
No, listen, and let's be honest. Donald Trump's a wrecking ball, okay? His candidates
got crushed unless they were in super red areas this time around. Because of him, we lost the Senate in Georgia last time around. He needs to go away. He really does. I don't understand this crazy attachment that people have to this guy. I really don't, because he's just wrecking everything right now.
Well, I think I'm going to end this part of the discussion this way about him. He does need to be quiet. I did send his people the same thing that I posted, and here's what I said. I'm going to read it. I was trying to find it here. It's way up the ladder here. In my humble opinion, former President Donald Trump needs to stay out of the Georgia Senate runoff and Nevada Senate races. He is casting himself into the mix as being part of the solution. He's not in those states. He doesn't live there. He has nothing to do with those states. He's national, and he needs to keep it that way. Please, Donald, please, for the sake of the party that you supposedly love and for the sake of America, stay out of these state races.
All right. He needs to just, not just the state, he just needs to go away. In total. And he just, it's toxic. It's poison right now. Not helpful. You got to go back, and we got to see that, you know what, we got to be a party that's actually about getting things done, not just pointing stuff out. Ooh, like I said yesterday, ooh, look, crime. Ooh, look, inflation. That's all well and good. You've got to come up with legislation. It was a great article by Ron Johnson, who just narrowly won his race in Wisconsin.
Right.
Yes, talking about how the Senate Republicans are supposed to come up with a legislative agenda. They haven't done it in years. They got to come up with things that they need to do to make the country better, not just things out.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And remember, we do know that inflation eased a little bit in October. And, of course, right away the Democrats are going, oh, our policies are working.
Now, these are things that were happening because the economy is backing off. The CPI came down, and it's actually lower than they actually showed yesterday. That's the reality, because of rentals have come down, real estate coming way down, used cars coming down. So that's been helpful. But again, it's the core stuff that again, always concerns me. That's been going up even prior to this parabolic move to the upside. You know, food and energy. I see posts now, you know, local in my neighborhood, with, you know, people on various different social media sites. They're buying oil. Can't believe what they're paying. I mean, they can't do this. Over.
Okay, Mr. Markowski, I'll talk to you on Monday morning. We'll see what happens, and I hope your football team wins.
You got it.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the great things that he's got going, and make sure you catch his program on the Radio this weekend all across the country. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Frank Silvato, too. Don't go anywhere.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.